In this video, we are going to talk about stewardship, credentials, and ministry recognition. When a person completes ministry training, receives local endorsement, and moves toward public ministry, recognition matters. Recognition does not replace calling. Recognition does not create character. Recognition does not make someone spiritual. But recognition can help clarify a person's role, affirm their preparation, and communicate trust to others. That is why Christian Leaders Alliance offers study-based ministry recognition and ordination pathways connected to Christian Leaders Institute training. In a local church, this can be very helpful. A person may be called to officiate weddings. Another may serve grieving families. Another may visit the sick. Another may begin a life coach ministry practice. Another may help plant a microchurch or soul center. Another may serve as a minister, chaplain, elder, deacon, or ministry volunteer. When these roles are connected to study, endorsement, prayer, and public recognition, the church is strengthened. This is also where stewardship enters the picture. There may be optional credentials, certificates, letters of good standing, Idaho cards, clergy materials, field books, handbooks, or other recognition items. These resources can help ministers present themselves responsibly in public settings. For example, a wedding officiant may need to show credibility. A chaplain may need a clear role description. A life coach minister may need to explain that their work is ministry-based and not clinical therapy. A church leader may want documentation that a person has completed a study-based ordination pathway. These tools are not about pride. They are about clarity. They help answer the question, who are you? What have you completed? Who recognizes you? And what role are you serving in? At the same time, pastors should teach students not to chase titles. The goal is not to collect credentials. The goal is faithful service. A credential should point to preparation, calling, accountability, and usefulness in ministry. In the CLA ecosystem, optional recognition resources also help support sustainability. When students or churches purchase ministry materials, recognition packages, or helpful resources, they are not only receiving something useful, they are also helping sustain the larger mission of free access Christian leadership training. This is a healthy model when explained well. The training remains accessible. The ministry role remains serious. The local church remains central. The student takes responsibility, and the ecosystem remains sustainable. Pastors can help by framing credentials in the right way. Do not present them as spiritual status symbols. Present them as tools of accountability, clarity, and public ministry service. A certificate may open a conversation. An ID card may clarify a role. A letter of good standing may help a church or organization understand someone's preparation. A field guide may help a minister serve more effectively. But the heart is always the same. Called people, trained well, locally endorsed, prayerfully commissioned, and sent to serve. That is stewardship. That is recognition in its proper place. And that is one more way the CLA ecosystem helps churches multiply Christian leaders wisely.